A few years ago, I met a lass in Northern Ireland. She was a teacher and came right out of teacher's college. And in Northern Ireland, they still teach RI, religious instruction. They have Bible classes in the secular schools and so on. And this was a school in a really rough area of town. And she was trained in, I can't remember what, history or something. She was not trained in Bible or anything like that, but that's where they needed a teacher, so they wanted her to teach some of these RI classes and so on. And she had a class of, I don't recall, grade four boys who were scarcely able to read at all because they were from the wrong side of the tracks, and it was a run-down, poor school, and without discipline. And she's going to teach them Bible? Huh? And she was right out of teacher's college. She had no experience. A devout Christian, eager, but she wasn't making any headway at all. I mean, she just didn't know what to do with them. Then she hit on a plan. She came into class and said, "We're going to start creating a world. I've got a whole lot of Plaster Paris, Plato, something like that here. And we're going to have a big board here, and we're going to start creating things. I want you to begin by creating creatures, make little creatures. You can make them anything you like. They can look anything. You can look like your mother, look like a monster. I don't really care. Just make some creatures out of this plaster of Paris. We'll put them in the oven afterwards. Make them hard. But today you start working on these little creatures. And so you know, grade four boys. I mean, some of them, monsters, and some were quite frankly pushing obscenity. I mean, she didn't mind. She just let them do these creatures. Fired them all in the oven, came back the next day. Now we got to make a world for them to live in. So with this great big plank of wood, this board, they started creating mountains and streams and rivers. They put in a little lake and started building some trees. And day by day, this went on. They were still building more things, fences, a little train station. And they were creating this world. This in RI class. And then she said one day, okay, we've got these little creatures now in their little world. I think they need some rules. What sort of rules would you put on them? I mean, they have to be safe, don't they? I mean, what sort of things do you think that they should obey? What would be good for them? Teacher, don't go in the lake. You'll dissolve. Okay, so she wrote that on the board. Don't go in the lake. You'll dissolve. No. Another hand went up. Don't go too close to the edge. You might fall off and you'll shatter in little pieces. Oh, don't go too close to the edge. And you know, don't fight. You get in real fights, you might break each other's arms off. And they're not all that. It's just clay, you know. Don't get into fights. So eventually she had about 20 rules written on the board that they thought up. She looked at this and says, boy, those are an awful lot of rules for these little creatures like this. I mean, good grief. Don't you think you could reduce them down to one or two? I mean, this is... all those rules for little creatures? Teacher, just tell them, do what I tell you. The next day she came back to class and she said, I've got a problem here. I've been wondering what would happen if one of these little creatures suddenly sat up and looked at you and said, I don't like your rules. I don't like you. This is my world. It's my train station. It's my lake. These are my friends. I'll do it my way. You can take your rules and shove them. I'm not interested in your rules. This is my world. And she built this up. Built this up. What would you begin to do? I'd break his bloody neck! Then she read Genesis 1, 2, and 3. But the God of Genesis 1, 2, and 3 was a forbearing God and instead instituted the plan from eternity in love, bearing with sinners, not just breaking their necks, bloody or otherwise. Though he could have with perfect justice squashed such rebellion, the sentence of death was imposed, but delayed and delayed until in the fullness of time, the Savior came, because God so loved the world that he gave his son.